Traveling Jack, Dreams of the Blue Morpho.
Good grief. Seems like I am thirsty here all of the time.
It doesn't rain up here for 6 months of the year.
It's the dry season.
It sure is. You know, I don't know how these Ticos... By the way, why are Costa Ricans called Ticos?
They say the name Ticos comes from the colonial saying, we are all hermaniticos, little brothers. But some say it's because they love to use diminutives. Small, chico, becomes chiquito and chiquitito or chiquitico.
You mean like, I'll be back in a momentico.
Yes, exactly.
Nina thinks I should see a curandera in Puerto Limon.
A curandera?
A medicine woman.
I've heard of an old woman they say is very wise. She also practices Santeria.
Santeria? Isn't that similar to the Brazilian candomblé?
Both religions have their roots in Africa.
Wasn't Santeria common in Cuba before the revolution?
Santeria originated in Cuba.
Oh.
It is still practiced there, but it's also practiced in Miami, New York, New Orleans, in many cities in the United States.
And apparently here in Costa Rica.
Santeria is not apparent. It may even be practiced next door by your neighbor, and you would not know.
I'd know. I can tell that voodoo drumming anywhere.
Santeria is not voodoo.
Oh, I know. That's what the Pentecostal people say, too, when they go into their trances and start speaking in tongues. Ain't new voodoo here, no, sir. That's just the spirit of the Lord shaking in me and making me do the boogie. Oh, yeah.
Is Santeria a secret religion?
It was, because they were persecuted, but now they just keep to themselves.
But don't you wish more religions would do that? I mean, just keep to themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Santeria is much more prevalent along the Caribbean.
I know there's more differences in Santeria and Haitian voodoo than there are similarities, but still, voodoo, candomblé, Santeria, they all deal with the orisha.
Oh, God, not those orishas again.
You know of the orishas?
Oh, yes. I've shaken my hands with more than one of them.
What do you mean?
In Brazil, there was someone I knew who was involved with... Well, it's too involved. Never mind.
What are orishas?
They are gods, deities.
How many are there?
Well, they say in Africa, there may be about 600 different orishas.
600 deities?
But in Latin America, there's only about 20 or so.
Well, I'd like to know more about this curandera. Who is she?
She's like a priestess, a santera. You see, in Santeria, only a man may be a high priest, what they call a babalao.
Ooh, is that like Desi Arnaz, you know? Babalu, babalu, aye?
Desi Arnaz was Cuban. One of the orishas is Babalu Aye.
You're kidding!
No, no. Babalu Aye is an orisha that has the power to cure or cause illness.
Cure or cause?
Yes, both ways. Babalu Aye is one of the most respected and well-loved of all orishas in Santeria.
And this old woman, what's her name?
Doña Fernandez. She lives in Puerto Limón.
Puerto Limón. What's that, the port of lemons?
Puerto Limón was named after a large lemon tree that grew where the town hall now stands.
Ah.
Oh, that's nice. Naming a city after a tree.
So, Nina, you believe that Doña Fernandez may be able to tell us about this apparition?
This what?
Amy's light.
Doña Fernandez is a well-respected curandera.
She doesn't do TV ads, does she?
What's that?
Never mind.